Gosh, I can use a nice Strongbow hard cider golden apple. Ugh. But until then, 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. And welcome to another episode of Elton Jim Toronto's Captain Podtastic here at WGNplus.com. Episode number 50. Wow, we are counting them down to the big 52. 52 on the survey. 52, that would be 1 year. That's in a couple of weeks. So I don't know what big to do. Although maybe I just do it like Walter Payton. Walter Payton always said, in the era when the great, I don't know about great, but the big overblown dances and celebrations in the end zone pretty much started in the mid-70s when disco became popular. Everybody used to always just spike the ball when they scored a touchdown if they wanted to somehow celebrate. And then all of a sudden in the mid-70s, a lot of the wide receivers started dancing. And then that became the big thing. And then several years ago, they actually had to give you a penalty if you did too much celebrating. But Walter never celebrated. Every so often when he was really psyched up, he would spike the ball, like do a real energetic, you know, almost violent spike. But most of the time, he'd flip it to the referee. And his standpoint was, you should act like you belong there. It's not a big deal. I always score touchdowns, so why should I celebrate? And so that's maybe what we'll do. I don't know. We're deciding on that. But we're not there yet. So we can have some wild fun today on episode 50. So I wanted to talk about, because I guess by the time this airs, it'll be May 1st. And while that is not the official first day of summer, I believe it's like the 20th or the 21st, but how do you say that, Tom? I don't know. Oh dear, my word, meteorological. Can you help me with that, Kevin?
Meteorological.
How do you say it?
Meteorological.
Meteorological. Right.
Yes, I think.
Meteorological.
With a meteorologist.
I can say meteorologist, but I can't say meteorological.
Meteorological.
Yeah, no, it's I think that May 1st is the beginning of meteorological summer. Because usually it's like, I think it's like the first of the month. They don't go into all those, you know, pagan rituals of solstice and things like that. So it may be the beginning of meteorological summer. And so I thought we would talk a little bit about summer as it is approaching, even though this winter in Chicago could be probably defined as spring-like at best. I mean, I loved this this winter. There was negligible. There's another word I can't say.
Negligible.
Well, I have not hit. I'm going to talk today about some alcoholic beverages. It sounds like I've already had some. I promise. I have not. I am completely sober. Negligible is the word I was looking for. There was hardly any shovelable snow at all. Fantastic. It was just a great winter. Hardly cold, maybe 1 or 2 days, even in the teens. I don't even know if it ever got below zero. If it did, it may have been overnight, but we certainly have always in Chicago get snow and get at least 1 or 2 weeks of an Arctic freeze for a while. And my gosh, this was, I can only imagine what it must be like to live in California or Florida, where it just never gets cold. That must be so nice. Because we here in Chicago, we hunker down and we bear up for it. And this year, it was, from what I understand, we were not getting any Arctic blasts from Canada. And so we just kept getting all those easterly winds blowing the western cool breezes and warm breezes right over on top of us. And so anyway, that was a great winter. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't compare to summer. And I'm sure this year we will get our share of 90 degrees. And if you've listened to me with any kind of regularity, you know that I don't like to turn the air conditioner on in the house because it gets very expensive. You just put air conditioner on, you know. So we have a lot of fans. Our poor cat tries to find some cool place on the hardwood floors with her tongue hanging out. Poor Grimsby the cat. And I've got fans going. And I mean, and then overnight, my wife is like, okay, I can't sleep. So I do give in overnight, but I will sneak it out like in the middle of the night while she's sleeping and turn it off for a few hours. Because it's like cutting cheese. That meter's just like spinning. And that's the same thing. Oh, this winter? Oh, what a great winter. I have my house set at 60 degrees anyway. That's as high as we go. Because you're going higher than that. Those bills cut racking up. 60 degrees. I've turned my heat off a month and a half ago because it's been getting so warm. Today in my house, it was 65 when I left. That was just natural heat. The heat's been off since, because this year it got warm relatively early. I think my heat's been off since March. So, yeah, but when summer comes, it's a lot of fans and a lot of sweating. And so I thought what I should talk about summer. Later in the show in our Pop Culture Club, Emily Arminetti will be coming back. It's been a while since she's been on. We'll be talking about some of the summer movies because within a couple of weeks, those movies will be opening. In fact, this week, if you're listening to this on the day that this airs or is posted, movies start coming out in early May, so and go right through August. So the summer movie season has certainly lengthened, and so we'll talk about some of the big movies that are coming out. And sort of my question about this is, and I'd like to get Emily's take on this, because she sort of falls in both categories, but if you are not a parent of a small child, or you're not a fan of comic books or superheroes, can you even go to a movie in the summer? Not based on the things that I've seen in terms of the movies coming out this year. So we're going to talk about that. But also I wanted to start by talking about summer beverages. Now, if you've listened to the podcast, if you've listened to me on the radio, I like to pass along my own personal likes on different types of products that are good in their areas. It's not always food. If you've listened with any regularity, you know that my favorite scent for my home is Cashmere Woods by Glade. It's a beautiful smell of citrus and amber and vanilla. It's fantastic. My godson went to his house over the weekend for a housewarming. Gave him a whole basket of Cashmere Woods. Everything. The spray, the candles, the plug-ins, you name it. New house, new scent. And a lot of people, there's one guy that listens to the podcast as well as when I fill in. He drives an Uber car. He bought 23 cans of Cashmere Woods and sprays in the car. Everybody says he loves it. So, Cashmere Woods is your scent. A few weeks ago, months ago, I talked about my favorite mustard. My favorite mustard is called 78 Mustard. You can get it. At least I know they have it at Mariano's. 78 brand. And I found out they also make ketchup. Haven't tasted the ketchup yet. But it's called 78. I think it's made here in Chicago. And you get the spicy one. It's good. I've always been a Grey Poupon guy. I'm not really big on the yellow mustard, like the French's mustard. I've never been really big on that. I mean, I have it on a hot dog or whatever. It's always around at tables. But if I had my choice, I've always gone for Grey Poupon. It's got a little edge to it. But this 78 brand mustard, yeah, yeah. It's spicy, and it's good. So I've passed that on to you. So I thought between scents in the air and condiments, why not pass along my favorite summer beverages? And also, I must admit that it is a little selfish on my part Because not only am I going to share these, what I'm calling my summer cordials, if you will, with you, and hopefully you will, you know, test them out, kick the tires, if you will. But also, it is kind of selfish on my part, because if anybody out there is planning to invite me to any kind of summer social gathering, be it picnics, barbecues, graduations, anniversaries, or any kind of social summer function, if you do intend to invite me, I would hope that you have at least one, if not all three, of these beverages well stocked at the party. And if not, I can't guarantee how long I'm going to stay. That's all I can say to you. In fact, I went to my godson's house over the weekend, and the pickings were not there. And you know, I even posted this on my Facebook page about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he obviously did not look at it. And he was saved by a friend who brought some alcohol with him, and they had a stray bottle, luckily for me, of one of my favorites. And so that's why I stayed, because I was ready to leave. What? You don't have one of my three prescribed beverages for the summer? Oh, que lastima. So here it is. One, Strongbow hard apple cider. It must be golden apple flavored. Must be golden apple flavored. I'm not crazy about honey. I do like the cherry blossom. Haven't tasted the orange citrus, which is new. But cherry blossom, very good. But the original golden apple, I have tried out my ciders. I have been searching for quite a while to find a favorite cider. I like having a favorite drink. I'm not like a big alcohol guy per se, but I do, you know, and like when I've gone out with for friends for years, even when I first turned 21, beer, you know, now beer is a whole thing with all the craft beers, but you know, when I was turned 21, there were not that many selections of beers, and they weren't all that gourmet or craft, whatever you want to call them. And I just would say whatever anybody else was. I mean, the big thing when I was growing up was get Heineken. Ooh, it was different than old Milwaukee or Old Style or, you know, whatever, Bud Light or all the light beers. But I would just say whatever. In my view, I've always made the joke that I really think that, at least in American beers to some extent, that there was always just one big giant spigot that all the beer was coming out of, and there was like 17,000 different cans that they put them in. In different names, but to me it kind of all tasted the same. Until I tasted, about 10, 15 years ago, someone turned me on to Stella Artois, and I was like, oh, now this beer goes down very smooth. And I will drink a Guinness. I like a dark Guinness when I'm at our Irish bar, but usually if I'm in a bar, or if I'm at a restaurant, or if I'm at home, I will have a Stella. So the first cider that I tried, with my brand loyalty, because I am very loyal, if something is good and I like it and it does right by me, I will stay with it. I've had same cars, brand cars, for 25 years. Same guys that come paint my house. The same. If there's somebody that I like, that they've done a good job, I will stay with them. So I said, well, let me try the Stella Artois, as they say, cider. Cider. C-I-D-R-E. Stella Artois Cider. In fact, you will see now, I see with the summer coming back, there's commercials now for the Stella Artois Cider. But I was a little disappointed in the Cider because it wasn't apple-y enough. I like apple cider. So that's when this whole cider thing started. I said, well, that's something that I maybe could have as a nice light drink, even though I wasn't aware that apple cider has about as much alcohol. What is beer? How much is beer, Kevin?
Probably like a standard beer, about 5%,
3%. Yeah, that's what all these hard ciders and hard sodas have. So it's like having a beer, I guess. But so I've tried out many of the new craze with these ciders over the last couple of years. Everybody's putting them out. And, of course, they don't even, you know, it's basically put out by the two or three main, you know, beer companies, but they put different names on them so it doesn't sound like it's, you know, Coors or Miller or whatever, you know, Budweiser and stuff. But they're all probably owned by the same companies. In fact, I think Strongbow is owned by Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. But anyway, so, or Heineken, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, so I tried them out, and I've been trying to find the one, and they none of them had like a really nice apple taste. I certainly want the cut of the alcohol taste. That's the hard part of the cider. Because if not, you just go get Martinelli's bubbling, you know, sparkling cider, which is, you know, no alcohol in it at all. So I understand. I want the little of the edge. But I still want, hey, it's apple cider. Is it asking too much to put a little apple in it? I was surprised that, you know, the cider by Stella was not overly apple-y. So I went, I found my Strongbow on vacation. Went to Krakow, I had to go to Krakow, Poland to discover Strongbow, even though it's here. It's on every shelf. But we went to a Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Krakow our first night because it was like, well, you know, you don't really know any place, and at least we want to get some food. We're hungry, and you know, it's reliable, and there's the music in there, and you can look around. And little did I know, which was even an added bonus, they had a pair of Elton John's glasses in the Krakow Hard Rock. And not only do they have a pair, a very recognizable pair that I remember seeing him wear. So that was actually an added bonus. But the big bonus was that I saw Strongbow on the menu. So I said, well, give me a Strongbow. What the hell? I want to, let me taste that one. Patrick Stewart's been doing the commercials for the last year. Let me try one. And bingo bango, holy moly, a nice mix of the alcohol taste, that hard cider taste, but a little fruity. Nice. And I have to say, I don't know how much this actually influenced my now obsession with Strongbow, but it came in a Strongbow glass. And if anybody knows me, I like stuff that has like logos and stuff on it. So this Strongbow glass comes, and it's got the Strongbow logo on it. And then on the other side, it's clear glass. On the other side, it has measurements of how much ice you should put in and how much Strongbow you should put in for the optimum Strongbow experience. So that was very cool. And I guess I could say it now, since I am not in Krakow anymore. And I don't know if authorities will come across the ocean to get me. But the glass that I had it in found its way into my pocket in my overcoat and now sits on my liquor cart. And to be honest, I've actually gone online and found a few other glasses like that to augment it. But I didn't know at the time if I could find one. So it's funny how that glass just found its way into my pocket. And it made it through customs throughout Europe and got home. So, yeah. So, I am a huge Strongbow. So, number one, Strongbow. Now, I should also mention, on that same trip, we went to Prague in the Czech Republic. And we go into this main square. And there's an outdoor bar that as I walk into the square, I look across the square. Hundreds of people, and there's little stands, and they're selling, you know, sausages and ham and all this, you know. And I just, it's like a beacon. I look across, and there's an outdoor bar with a Strongbow canopy. I ran there. When we get there, they had Strongbow blankets and a bigger Strongbow glass. And I must say, I was very tempted and very close to taking one of the blankets until my wife said, I will not go to jail with you or even bail you out if they catch you. So I don't want to get stuck in some Midnight Express situation where they're going to throw me in some Czech jail. I could just see the headlines. Elton Jim arrested for stealing Strongbow blanket. You know, some international, I'll be on CNN, some international problem here. There's an American who is being held in some Czech jail. They will not give him any representation or any trial. Well, my gosh, what did he do? Did he sell state secrets? No, he stole a Strongbow blanket. I mean, I've always said, if you're going to get caught in doing a crime, at least make the crime worth it. If you're going to take a bribe, I've seen some people go to jail, and I'm not condoning this, but if you're going to take a bribe, make it worth it. Make it like $100,000. If you take a $5,000 bribe, even a $10,000, what are you doing? You might go to jail for $10,000. I'm not saying it's not a lot of money, but is it worth jail? I mean, take a bribe. Yeah, you know what? I took $1 million. I went for it. Okay, now I'm going to go to jail. Now, the other side of the coin is, I don't know. I don't know if they prorate your sentence based on how much of a bribe you take, too. If you take a $5,000 bribe, maybe you only get 2 years. Take a $1 million bribe, maybe you get 20 years. So I don't know. But I always think if you're going to go to that other side, if you're going to the dark side, make it worth your while. I don't know if I got arrested. How embarrassing would it be to be taken away by foreign police and you get there and then I didn't steal the Hope Diamond. I didn't steal a fur coat. I didn't steal a diamond ring. I got caught for stealing a Strongbow blanket. So I thought better of that and didn't take it. And then I offered them $20, and I don't know if he understood me or not, if I wanted to take it or if I wanted to buy it. So I said, what the heck? So that will, and then I figured, well, I'll go online and get one, but I have not seen a Strongbow blanket online. So I don't know if that actual bar just maybe printed them up on their own and gave them out to people, because in the evening it was cold in the winter. But anyway, so I do have my Strongbow glass. Although not the nice big one that place had, because unfortunately it was too big for my pocket. I did get the small one from the Hard Rock. I'm sorry. But anyway, so I am a huge Strongbow fan. So number one, if you invite me, Strongbow, Golden Apple, will at least guarantee I'm staying for at least an hour and a half if you invite me. Number two, Henry's Hard Soda. Grape. Now, in all honesty, I have not tasted any other flavor, but I'm on a grape jag, and I'll explain that to you as well. I'm on a grape jag right now for grape soda. Grape soda brings back fond memories of being a little kid and going out. I used to like grape popsicles. I used to like grape soda. They would always have grape soda in those clear tumblers where the pop is always bubbling. They would always have fruit punch or grape and like lemonade and those things. I'd always get grape. I think it was called Funny Face, was a kind of Kool-Aid. It was called Funny Face brand. And they had all these different faces. In fact, they had a bunch of mugs, which I got when I was a little kid. And they had Lefty Lemon Lime and Choo Choo Cherry and Goofy Grape. And my favorite character, my favorite Funny Face Kool-Aid, and my favorite mug that I got in the mail from them was Goofy Grape. So I've always loved grape, and I always remember when we'd go to those the birthday parties when you're a little kid. It's always so many kids. I don't know how birthday parties are today. I mean, my gosh, we used to just have them in somebody's basement. Now they rent out the United Center. So I don't know if this happens still. I'm sure. When you go to a banquet, when you rent out a banquet hall, they always say, "We give you top shelf alcohol," top shelf, as opposed to like off brands. It's going to be we'll give you top shelf alcohol. That's part of the deal, and you pay more for that. So when someone says, "I want a Dewar's," or "I want a Maker's Mark," or "I want a Belvedere," they got it, as opposed to some generic Target vodka or something. So yeah, we'll give you. Oh yeah, you get. We get the dinner and you have top shelf. Now I don't know for kids' birthdays now, if when you go and you rent out a place like a jungle gym or something else, that they go, top shelf soft drinks. We're going all top shelf. There's not going to be any Shasta. Not going to be anything from Aldi's. We're talking top shelf. We're talking your Cokes, your Pepsis, your Sierra Mists. You know, you name it. Top shelf. Top shelf soft drinks. So, I don't know. But in my day, we didn't have any top shelf. You know, I mean, you know, the parents were throwing a party for 25 kids. They'd go to the Jewel, or at that time, the Dominic's, or the Butera's, or wherever, and they'd buy the cheapest liters that they could find. And it was, this pop was so cheap, and it had all the different flavors, and it didn't even have a name. It just said grape. You know, cream soda, strawberry, lime. Not even 7-Up, lime. It's like, it was all the fake, you know, lime. I mean, I love that, lime. It was basically 7-Up, but they couldn't say that. Lime. And they had grape. And I would always get grape. I was always the kid with the purple tongue after the parties. So about three weeks ago, my wife and I go to this this very well-known hamburger joint here in Chicago called Kuma's Corner. And on the menu, it says they've got some soft drinks. And I've never heard of this brand. It's called Spreckers. And they made a big deal about this on the menu. It said Spreckers. And I'm like, okay. And it said grape soda. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have a grape soda. I haven't had grape soda since I was a little kid. I'm actually not a really big pop drinker to begin with. Never really had pop in the house. Always had milk. And my dad would buy Gatorade. And for some reason, we had a lot of Hawaiian punch, too. But not a lot of pop. That's why I'm not even really big on carbonated stuff all that much, even today. But so I said, yeah, let me have some of that grape soda, Spreckers Gourmet Grape, because it'll bring back some nice little memories. Well, I'll tell you, the waitress pours my grape Spreckers into this glass over some ice. And my gosh, it was love at first taste. Oh, apparently Spreckers, I had no idea where it was from, what it was, where it came from. I fell in love with it. It was like a first kiss. It touched my lips and my tongue, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I looked at the bottle, and I saw it was made in Wisconsin. I had no idea. Little do I know that the Spreckers is very well known here in Illinois because of the fact that it's made in Wisconsin. It's been around for a long time. I had no idea. 3 weeks ago, the word Sprecker wasn't even in my consciousness, wasn't even in my vocabulary. Now it is my entire world. I love Spreckers. And I was happy to find, I couldn't believe this. We went online because I was like, how do I get Spreckers? I was on a Spreckers jack. And my wife went on, and we go, hey, they sell it at Menards. Menards? You know, they've got so much food now at Menards. You know, there's these super Menards. They're huge. They're these stores. They've just made these giant Menards. I don't even know if they sell pine wood or screwdrivers at Menards anymore. I can't find a lug wrench, but I could find Spreckers Pop at Menards. So maybe they're going more toward the groceries. You know, I'm trying to find some plaster of Paris. Can't find any plaster of Paris, but I did find some smoky links. I did find some, you know, those little sausages. Why do all those places sell those sausages at the counter?
I don't know.
You know what?
End caps there.
Yeah. At every end cap, right by the counter, where you go to the cash register, they always have giant sausages or beef jerky.
It's those last minute decision ones.
Yeah, but that's all.
Right.
there's no Twinkies. There's no Hostess pies. Is everybody that goes to, like, everybody who works construction, do they just eat sausage and jerky? It seems like it, because that's all that's at the, for, to your point about the impulse buy. I don't even see any Reese's peanut butter cups. It's just 70 different Slim Jims. But anyway, Spreckers is at Menards, and it is a great. And they've got Dreamsicle, like those orange Dreamsicles, and ginger ale. My wife says the root beer is out of this world. I'm not a big root beer fan, but she says the root beer is fantastic. Obviously, my taste explosion, my gourmet grape, which for some reason has a gorilla on the label. Not really sure why. They have cream soda. Never was big on cream soda, but they have cream soda. So Spreckers for your top shelf, if you will, soft drinks. And then for your summer cordials, I mean, I'm obviously, if you want to get blitzed, you're not going to get a Strongbow or you're not going to get a Henry's Hard Cider. Although they may have, this, like I said, they might have the same amount of alcohol, so maybe you can. I'm not drinking a six-pack of these when I'm... This is kind of a summer cordial. You know, you walk around the summer party, and you just have your little drink. You don't want to get, you know, plastered. A nice summer cordial, something cool, something smooth, got a little kick to it, give you a little buzz, but not crazy. Just a cordial to, you know, break the ice. And my God, does it go good over ice. And if you can, find the Strongbow glass that tells you just as much ice as you're supposed to have. So if you want to invite me, as I said before, to any party this summer, whether it's picnic, barbecue, graduation, or any kind of summer soiree, you need to have at least one, if not all three, of these beverages on hand. Strongbow, Hard Cider, Golden Apple, Henry's Hard Soda, Grape, or Spreckers Grape Gourmet Soda. And that, what was that there, Emily? Have you forgotten all of your radio couth since you haven't been on for like 3 weeks? She's over there coughing. My God, thank God you didn't swear. Holy smokes.
That was on your end.
Oh, yeah.
That was someone on your end.
My gosh. She's coughing like a truck driver, right? You're like a very petite woman. Where you come with that cough? Holy smokes. Wow.
We can edit that out, right? Yeah.
No, you know what? Kevin, can you actually enhance that?
Yeah, sure, I can.
Yeah, we're going to, believe me. That, you know what? I'm getting rid of this. Your new theme song is...
The passion was too quick.
Well, you know why? Because it's the first time I actually hit the phone and the thing to get your volume up at the right. I usually hit the volume and forget to hit the phone. So this is actually the first time.
Okay, so that's not fair. I didn't have a do-over.
Yeah.
All I hear is the beat.
Right, the first time. It's the first time I ever did it right, and she's over there. My God, I thought my grandfather was over there. Holy cow. Wow.
I was just doing some, vocal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if Renee Fleming or Pavarotti even cough like that.
It's part of the process.
Wow.
It's just part of the
process. Wow, that's really behind the velvet ropes there. Backstage. Oofa. Wow. I mean, Emily, what are you, about 5'5", 5'6"?
Oh, my gosh. Not, I wish. I'm like 5'4".
Are you? Oh, really? Okay. I mean, she's probably, 120 pounds at most. And listen,
at most,
coughing like a 75-year-old truck driver that's eaten a lot of beef jerky and a lot of skull in his mouth.
Cigars. I had a few cigars.
Yeah, my gosh. No kidding. Wow. So welcome back. It's been it's great to talk to you again. Well, unfortunately, between schedules and other programming stuff, it's been a while since we spoke, but glad to have you back.
No, it's good to be back.
Yeah, very
obviously,
good.
Obviously, I decided to come back with a bang.
Yeah, well, or with a cough, with a hack. You know, the goal is not to be a hack. Oh, there's that hack, Emily. Have to call it hack. Hack. The culture hack club or something.
Say, I feel like I need to say for the record that I'm sure when this posts, You will have had that totally enhanced.
No, I can't.
Way worse than it actually was.
We can't even enhance it any more than that. You spiked all the the levels here. It's like, well, here's
stop
Emily.
Putting up my volume.
let's recap that. Oh, here's Emily Armonetti. Oh, hi, Jim. Jeez. Anyway, if you can make it through the phlegm.
No, I'm good now.
Okay. Oh, I would hope so. My God, you got probably a liver and a kidney sitting out there, too. What didn't come up? There's probably a few crayons you ate when you were four that came up. Holy smokes. Anyway. So I wanted to talk to you today about the summer movies, and sort of go over a few of the movies that are going to be released. But I also wanted to also not just give some kind of a little preview, but you know me, I'm always looking for an angle, and my angle on this is as we talk about these, and as I went through the list, I'm noticing that. I don't know if there's any movies that I really want to see or that are even aimed at me.
Right.
I'm not old enough yet to be out of the, 24 to 54, whatever that demo is. I'm still in the cool. I'm still in the cool demo. I'm hanging on by my fingertips.
You're getting to the high end of that, though.
I know. I really am, and it's very scary. But I'm still there. I'm still not out of the cool.
You're swiftly approaching the next breath.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and that's a sad one.
You need to enjoy this while you can.
Yeah, I know, because most of the people that are in that other demo, they're all like, did you see that movie?
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. So I'm still in the 25-54 demo, so I would assume I could still see these without losing any pop culture points. But I have to tell you, I'm looking at some of these, and my question is, if you don't have a kid or you're not into comic books or superheroes, I don't know if there's any movies until September.
Yeah.
So now you actually fall into the child, you have a child, two kids, right?
I have two,
Yeah. So you certainly will be, I'm sure, are your kids old enough to go to movies? Do they like movies?
We've just reached the point where they can both sit nicely.
Oh, nice.
Let's say an hour and a half film. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what
we just went to see that. We just went to see that Boss Baby movie.
Oh yeah, how was that with Baldwin?
Yeah, Alec Baldwin does the voiceover for the Boss Baby, and that went smoothly. That was only our second time out to the cinema with both kids.
And they were okay? And they were okay?
They were okay. Yeah, they were okay. They stayed in their seats, so that's always. That's always a win.
Right. It's always a win.
There was no crying. There were no tears. So
nice.
We weren't disturbing other people.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, it went well. So I think we can safely plan another outing or two this summer. Yeah. So,
very good.
Far as the animated stuff, that stuff usually, I kind of have, I'm not huge on the animated films. A lot of other parents really get into them. But if it's, if it's kind of a rainy day or something, it's a good thing to do with it.
Yeah, no, though that's good that you're able to do that because, again, really what the summer has turned into is either animated movies for the very young kids. Like I said, superhero movies for the 15-year-old boys. And then kind of the rom-com kind of movies for the...
There's not a lot of rom-coms. Those happening this summer.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of the big kind of summer blockbuster, stereotypical summer blockbuster action films. Mostly the franchise,
Well, my question is if you were a 15-year-old girl, what would you go see?
Oh my gosh, if I were a 15-year-old girl,
yeah, like what
I
movie?
Have no idea.
Yeah, like what movies? I mean, because I don't know. I mean, maybe they would go to see something like, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy. But I would still think there's a lot of explosions, and that's still kind of aimed at, you know, young teenage boys more than girls. I'm wondering what girls. I mean, there's,
right? Well,
you know,
although the Wonder Woman film is coming out.
Well, that's
this
true.
Summer.
Yeah, so let's talk about.
I mean, at 15, I don't think I necessarily would have run to this cinema to see that, but you know, I could see that maybe being popular for, you know, teenagers, boys and girls.
Well, anything. Well, there's that Baywatch movie coming out with Zac Efron.
And
so
middle-aged men.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll go see that because I'm sure he's still. But yeah, so there's some movies that. I mean, this year more. It seems this year more than ever. Most of the offerings are either, like you said earlier, franchise movies or sequels. I mean, there's always sequels, but this year there's either like reboots or sequels.
Yeah,
like that's pretty much the dominant thing. We've got the Guardians of the Galaxies too. You've got. What's the other one? There's another Alien. There's a new Alien movie.
Another Alien, right.
Then there's Pirates.
Spider-Man, which I'm like, Spider-Man, I don't even recognize the name of the actor who plays Spider-Man anymore. Like, there have been so many.
Oh, I know.
I think they're just like, whatever, pick this guy, come put the costume on, you know?
Yeah, and plus it sounds like it's going to be more comic booky and a lot more from a teenager's perspective. You know, a lot of the other Spider-Men have always been older, and this is going to play up more of the teenager, which really Spider-Man was, the original Spider-Man in the comic books. He wasn't an older guy.
Right.
So they're, I
but
guess
does
they're,
that mean this is like, is this like a prequel to some of the,
well, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I hope that they don't start with him getting bit by the bug again. How many times do you have to see that?
Right.
I mean, we know the origin. Yeah. Now let's move on.
We get it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But another Pirates of the Caribbean. Now here's one that kills me. Tom Cruise is remaking The Mummy.
I saw that.
What?
And you know what I thought was really weird about it? I saw one trailer for it, and I thought it was really strange that, I mean, Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise, right? So we know he always has top billing, but Russell Crowe is in this film, okay? He appears in the trailer, but at the end of the trailer, it's just Tom Cruise, you know?
I think Russell Crowe is kind of like, I think Russell Crowe is just there like Marlon Brando was in the original Superman. I think he's just there to add a little gravitas to this because it's got to be a total, you know, special effects movie. From what I understand, though, The Mummy is female this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, female empowerment. Got to have a female mummy.
Right, it's 2017.
2017.
Everyone.
Can't be a male mummy. But my point is, didn't Brendan Fraser just do two or three mummies like 10 years ago?
Well, I think it was more like 20 years ago.
Was it 20? No.
It was a while ago. Well, Brendan Fraser, I mean, he hasn't really even done anything in the last decade. I really think The Mummy was...
Well, I'm just saying is how many mummies, I mean, I got to be honest with you, of all the Universal scary movies of the 40s, which your Draculas and your Frankensteins and your Wolfmans, The Mummy was my least favorite. And yet everybody's remaking The Mummy.
Okay, here we go. Mummy. And Brendan Fraser, 1999.
99, okay, 15 years.
Almost 20. Well, 15 years, that was like, no, 19, it's 2017.
I know, I'm trying, I know, I'm trying to.
That was 18, that's 18.
I don't want to fall out of that demo.
It's closer to 20 years.
I know, but in my mind, it's still,
in
my mind, yeah, it's true, it's almost 20, jeez. What else we got? No. The Bad Mummy. Okay, Wonder Woman. Everybody's been calling. We've had your Batmans. We've had your Supermans. We've got your Spider-Mans. They all end in man. So finally,
yes.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
I wonder how this is going to do. You know, there was a lot of controversy about Ghostbusters last year. And it'll be interesting to see if women and, like, you to your point, young women go and see Wonder Woman, because I'm sure that she's going to be presented as a role model for, you know, for young women. So it'll be interesting to see if that one.
But I will say, different from, I mean, Ghostbusters was like a remake of the original, which in the original, the Ghostbusters were, what, it was like three or four men. And so then in the remake, the Ghostbusters were all, it was an all-female cast. With Wonder Woman, you know, Wonder Woman's been around forever. She's always been female. It's not like they've taken like a male comic book hero and now adapted.
No, I understand that, but my point is that she's the big, but she's the star here.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think we'll see how it does. I mean, it also depends on like kind of what else is coming out around that time. I mean, like, that comes out in early June, like right around the same time that The Mummy comes out. You know, Wonder Woman could get killed at the box office, because if people are like, oh, I'm either, you know, I'm going to go see like a big summer blockbuster, maybe I'll go see.
Well, based on, you know, yeah, based on my list, Wonder Woman pretty much has it comes out the June 2nd, and it pretty much has the other guys has moved off, because I don't see anything overly major except Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants. I could totally see you going to see that.
I mean, what the hell? I don't even know what Captain Underpants is. It's got to be a kid's
well,
show.
That it is. It's a kid's book. Like, it's a kid's book series, and they are now adapting it for the screen.
Okay, so yeah. So like I said, we've got Guardians Part 2. There's going to be a King Arthur Legend of the Sword, so that's going to be very, you know, Lord of the Rings-like. We've got Baywatch, a reboot of a TV show.
Oh.
We've got Wimpy Kid,
yeah,
The Diary of the Wimpy Kid, another alien one, Pirates of the Caribbean, as I said before, The Mummy, Cars, that Disney show, Cars 3.
Cars 3, yeah.
Transformers, Despicable Number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man, Planet of the Apes. Now, here's one that drives me up a wall. July 28th. I don't even want to talk to anybody on July 28th. There's an emoji movie.
Oh, really?
An emoji movie. It's not bad enough that they already... It's not enough that they made a toy like Legos into a movie. But now, so next year it's going to be what, 3D stickers? The movie.
Next year it's going to be like Instagram, the movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Snapchat, the
movie. There is a film. Well, we can come on to this, because I, you know, if you do a little digging, there are some interesting things coming out this summer, but there is a movie that kind of it involves Instagram. But I digress. So what's this emoji movie actually about?
I don't know. Well, it's about emojis, faces jumping around.
What is it called?
The Emoji Movie.
It's called
The Emoji Movie, and one of the voices is T.J. Miller from Silicon Valley, from the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this is not just some little BS movie. And then Charlize Theron is doing Atomic Blonde. So after she did Mad Max last year, now she's all into these action movies.
That film, this Atomic Blonde film, that premiered at South By.
Oh, South By.
Just so you know.
And how did it do at South By?
I don't know. I'm assuming it did great at South By.
So what are...
It was a huge South By hit.
Oh, jeez. So what are you looking for? Because right now, I mean, I read all that list.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I did enjoy the first Planet of the Apes movie. I did not like the second one, so I don't know if I'm going to see this one. So are there any movies that I listed or some that you looked up? Is there anything that you're looking forward to seeing this year or this summer?
So none of those things that we just talked about would be on my list.
Which are the biggest movies of the summer?
I know, but... You know, you do. I think you have to do a little bit of digging. And I happened to see, I don't even know where it was. I just happened to see this. And I was like, this is so weird. I haven't read anything about it. Did not know this. But Sofia Coppola has a movie coming out this summer. And
oh, really?
I'm a huge fan of hers.
What's the name of that one?
So it's called The Beguiled.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's got Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell in it.
Kirsten Dunst and Elle Fanning, who are kind of frequent collaborators of Sofia Coppola's. And now, so I've never heard of this story before, but apparently this has been adapted from like a Southern Gothic novel. But this was also adapted for the screen apparently in the 70s, and Clint Eastwood starred in it. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Oh, no, I never heard of that. Oh, that's interesting. Is that is that a period piece?
Yeah, it is. I think it takes place during the Civil War, I want to say. That for sure is on my list. And it's not even really so much of the subject matter. I honestly would go see anything Sofia Coppola makes. I am such a huge fan of her work. And so that's coming out this summer. That's coming out June 23rd. And that would definitely be on my list.
Now, there is a movie that I, to put to your point about digging, that I saw that might be a little more of an adult kind of movie called The Lovers with Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts, but I don't know how good that's going to be. But
Deborah Winger, really?
Yeah, I know, yeah. And then there's another movie about Winston Churchill. I'm like, how are they putting a movie about Winston Churchill out in the summer? What are you talking about?
Right, yeah. Jeez. It's not exactly, it doesn't scream
no.
blockbuster, right?
So what else do you want to see?
Okay, well, so there are a couple of indie films that I kind of want to see. There's one.
It's South By?
The Little Hours.
Did you see him at South By? You see him at South By?
No, yeah. I don't think any of these premiered at South By, but I do think that at least one or two of them were at Sundance. So there's one called The Little Hours with like Fred Armisen and Alison Brie and Dave Franco, and this is like a comedy about medieval nuns, but it has this like Monty Python-ish look to it.
Oh, it doesn't take much to get Fred Armisen into a dress. So,
right, exactly. I mean, the trailer that I saw actually looked hilarious. So that might be worth watching. And then there's another, like I said, there's this film that kind of like, I guess, plays on the whole Instagram social media fixation. It's called Ingrid Goes West, and it's apparently about this girl who kind of lives vicariously through the people that she follows on Instagram, but it's like a dark comedy. I think it got some Sundance buzz, and that's like Aubrey Plaza and Elizabeth Olsen, so they're kind of like popular, I would say, like indie, kind of like pretty hip actresses, and that would be something that I know, I don't think you're going to be running to the theater to see it, but that would be something that
I like Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Recreation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
actually, she's in the Fred Armisen movie too that I just mentioned.
Oh,
the
really?
Little Hours. She's in both of these movies. Yeah, The Little Hours and Ingrid Goes West. She's in both.
Now,
movies.
Are you a big Stephen King fan? Like of the books?
Not. I wouldn't say that I am. I've read a few of his books and I liked them, but I'm not. I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan.
Because Idris Elba is going to do is doing The Dark Tower, which is one of and so is Matthew McConaughey in that.
I don't know that one.
Yeah,
did you read that book?
I'm aware of it. I'm not a huge Stephen King fan. I think the thing I like about Stephen King and the thing I don't like about Stephen King is he starts off with a great premise, but then as things go on, it gets very predictable. And he's a good writer, don't get me wrong. But I'm always a little disappointed.
How to get to like your basest fears, you know, to really scare you. Like,
well, yeah, like I mean
way
like,
back to, like when you're a kid. And,
like It is a great example. Yeah. That's a great thing with this killer clown, you know?
Yeah.
And then it gets to the end and it was like, what? It's some. It didn't. The payoff. I was so disappointed. The concept. And obviously, I mean, things like Carrie and The Shining and stuff like that are his classics.
Right.
But he always seems to have a very good premise, and it starts off, and then it just seems to lose me. But yeah, as I said, I looked at this, and I'm like, I don't know when. I don't know when it's not coming out this summer, but I think it's coming out this year. I'm not sure who the clown is though. I remember seeing them in the makeup, but I'm looking at all these movies and I'm like, I really don't know. Is it possible that I'm not going to see a movie all summer?
Well, I know what a big Amy Schumer fan you are. Oh. Perhaps you would like to go see her film.
Oh, see, now, that I forgot. I'm glad you mentioned that. So, you know, I like Amy Schumer. I liked her when she was, like, 5 years ago, when she was kind of this cutting edge. And now, I think she went over, you know, I'll give her the, what was her movie, Trainwrecked? Trainwreck last year?
Yeah, Trainwreck.
I'll give her that. There were some good moments. I didn't think it was this great comedy that everybody went nuts over. I thought it was, there were some good parts. But when she takes a role in a female buddy movie with Goldie Hawn, who's 100, they were on the cover of Entertainment Weekly the other time. I did not know that was Goldie Hawn. I said, I don't know who this woman is.
I don't think she took this role. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing she created this role. Because, like, that's what Amy Schumer can do now, you know?
But you, so,
they play mother-daughter. So
I understand that, but the whole, I'm not big on those buddy movies. There's always a road trip, and it's so formula. Now, I don't know, did she write this one?
I don't know. We might have to.
I hope not.
We might have to get on the information superhighway and find out.
Because, I mean, to me, when I saw that cover, I was like, and then I saw they were making a movie together. I said, you know, she's. I don't know if she's going to, hopefully she doesn't go into the whole Melissa McCarthy kind of area where, you know, with what was that movie that she made with Sandra Bullock and start to be like the female buddy. Because she does have an edge, but my gosh, if he starts getting into these really Hollywood formula kind of movies, which the buddy movie, whether it's two female buddies.
I know, but question.
All right.
Even if it's a total, like, paint by numbers formula, like buddy
right.
movie, what if it's hilarious? Who cares?
Well, here's the thing. It has to be really hilarious because those buddy movies all do the same jokes. It's always slapstick. I mean, they're always on. I know from this one, doesn't she go to Australia or South America or somewhere? They're in a car.
They go on some exotic.
Well, that's what I mean.
They get kidnapped.
Oh, and here we go.
Hilarity ensues.
It should. Yeah. I don't know how much hilarity is going to ensue.
That remains to be seen. She did not write it, so okay. That actually does make me.
Yeah, I'm very afraid of this. I'm sure. You know, if you're Amy Schumer, I mean, it's very tempting. And suddenly, you know, this movie, for all we know, was sitting on a shelf for 10 years, and now that there's there's a popular female, you know, comedian who can sell it, you know, they go hokel schmokels, bring out that Snatched movie, we'll put Schumer in it, and get the, I don't know, is Goldie Hawn still alive? Let's pull her out of cobwebs.
Oh. I like Goldie Hawn.
So do I, but I mean, you know, I didn't even recognize her. I don't know who that woman was on the cover.
It's hard being a woman of a certain age.
I understand that. Hey, Goldie Hawn is forever Private Benjamin, and that was a great movie. And she's very a great comic actress. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying the female buddy thing scares me because I just think it's going to be rife with cliches. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of a wild animal that bites somebody on the breast, as opposed to a wild animal biting somebody on the crotch. It's basically going to be a Ben Stiller movie with Amy Schumer in it.
With chicks.
Yeah. It's going to be, you know, there's something about Larry.
Now that this is of the get punched in the crotch genre.
Right. There's something about Larry.
Which I know you're a huge fan.
I love a good punch in the crotch. That always makes me laugh. I am so not a fan of slapstick. I am so not a fan
of
slapstick.
But I will tell you, this film still, though, it's summertime, and it's two things going for it. It's a comedy, and it's an action film. So it kind of makes it the perfect summer blockbuster.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Maybe it's terrible, but I bet it will make boatloads of money.
Well, I think looking at all those movies, I think this summer is going to be really, aside from maybe Guardians of the Galaxy, depending on how good it is, because there's such a built-in audience for that. People love that first one. But I think we're in for a summer where every week there's going to be a different number one movie, whatever the big one is, and then the next week another one's going to come out. I don't think any of these movies, based on what I saw, have any legs, but I guess I'll have to
You're staying home till September.
I'm staying home. I'll see you in September. That's my that's my slogan for the movies this year. Hopefully something will be good, and I'll get me out to get a big tub of popcorn and maybe a nice Sprecher's grape soda.
I am going to make it a point to see. So if any of them turn out to be good, I will let you know.
All right. One more time. What are those picks?
Okay. So Ingrid Goes West, The Little Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Those were two. And then there's the Sofia Coppola, The Beguiled.
Okay, so you and about four people. You know the good thing? When you go to see those, you could pick any seat you want. Because there will be nobody. I envy you. Because you're going to be going to a movie and a giant with a 800-foot screen. And it's going to be like you're just like at home. Because there's going to be no one else in the theater but you.
I like it, especially now that theaters have, like, basically every seat is a recliner.
I know.
That's good for me. I'll just feel like I'm in, you know, in the privacy of my own home.
Okay. Well, thank you, Emily. Please take care of your phlegm.
Oh, please edit this.
Kevin will be enhancing the cough. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin, no I beg of you.
No problem. I'll send you an MP3.
Very good. Yeah. Why don't you send me it before you post it? Send me that so I can make sure it's because it's not loud enough. You have to go back.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no
you
problem.
Have to go back in.
Jim, you can play it. You can play it all the way home.
Thank you very much. Another episode of the Pop Culture Club with Emily Arminetti, and she'll be going to the movies alone. Seeing movies that no one else wants to see. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.
Take care. And this has been another episode of Elton Jim Toronto's Captain Podtastic here at WGNplus.com. Every Monday, a new episode posted on the website. Hope you had a good time. I ain't here on business. I'm only here for fun, and I had a good time and a fun time. Remember, this is the only podcast that goes from the end of the web to your screens.